We thank the Lord for He is such a glorious Savior. And our heart rejoices greatly, is filled with sweetness every time we sing of Him. For He is always so faithful and truthful in our hearts.
今天早晨我们要来看一个题目，就是耶稣基督他使我们成为他爱的见证。
And this morning I'd like to share with you this theme. It's a recommendation letter of love.
我们一同先来读这些的圣经。
Let's read the scriptures together.
我们先读灵后的
2 Corinthians.
你们就是我们的见证，写在我们的心里，被众人所知道、所念诵的。你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的。不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。这里保罗说到他说因为他服侍教会，所以弟兄姊妹成为保罗的见信。
And because of the ministry of Paul, he said, you are my letters.
那就是说到我们这些服侍弟兄姊妹的人是非常的重要。
That speaks of the importance of those who serve.
若是我们把主耶稣基督带给弟兄姊妹，
If we are able to bring forth Jesus Christ to our brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹摸到了主耶稣，里面就会流露耶稣。
And so when they are touched by Jesus Christ, then they will of course manifest Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹若爱耶稣，表示服侍的人一定是爱耶稣的。
Therefore, your brother and sister love Jesus Christ, that means those who serve him must love Jesus Christ.
若是弟兄姊妹很喜乐，说明我们这个服侍弟兄姊妹的人一定是一个喜乐的人。
If brother and sister in the church are joyful always, that means those serve him must be in always joyful condition.
所以保罗说，你们是我做工的见证。
That's why Paul says, you guys are the letters of my ministry.
但是保罗下面也说，你们呢是基督的信。
And he continued by saying, you also are a letter from Christ.
我们好像主耶稣基督一封信。
Therefore, we're like a letter of Jesus Christ.
没有人看过神，今天神在哪里呢？
Nobody has seen Jesus with, seen God with their own eyes.
世人怎么能够遇见神呢？
So how can the people in this world encounter God?
当他们遇见我们了，
that
他们就遇见神了。
That is when they run into us,They will see God.
因为我们的言语行为，我们的行动，让人看出我们与世人不同。
Through our words and deeds, people can see that we are different from the worldly people.
所以我们若是活出来，耶稣基督是充满爱的，不是说出来，是活出来。
Therefore, we don't just tell people Jesus Christ is love, but we need to live out the love.
这时候人就觉得，哦，在你身上我摸着神的爱。
Then people can say, yeah, I see the love of God through you.
那我们就是神的一封活的信。
Therefore, we are like a living letter of Jesus Christ.
所以他说不是用墨写的，是用永生神的灵写的。
So Paul says, this letter is not written with ink, but with the spirit of the living God.
不是写在石板上，是写在心板上。
Not on the tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts.
好，下面我们看罗马书二章二十九节。
Let's read on Romans chapter 2, verse 29.
他说唯有里面做的才是真犹太人，真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵不在乎仪文，这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。那我们知道在新约时代我们已经脱离了律法。
We know in the era of New Testament we are done away with the requirements of law.
在旧约的时候一切都是什么样的律法，然后怎么样的做。
In the time of Old Testament, whatever the law says, men have to do it.
就是你 不喜欢做，你也咬紧牙根勉强做。
And you try your best to strive to comply even though you don't like it.
今天好像新约时代很多神的儿女也还活在这样的光景里面。
And however, even in the time of New Testament, you still see a lot of Christians act in the old time, in the manner according to the old time.
罗马书告诉我们说不是外面做的，是里面做的。
The book of Romans tells us it's not what you do outwardly, but what you are inwardly.
他说我们才是真犹太人。
He said we are the true Jew.
有肉身的犹太人。
They are Jews according to the flesh.
那他们是有神的律法。
They are people receive laws from God.
他们是旧约里面就一直遵行律法的一般人。
They're the group of people that follow the law of God since the time of Old Testament.
但是保罗说，唯有新约时代真正蒙恩得救神的儿女叫做真犹太人。
But according to Paul, only those who are saved in the time of New Testament, they are the true Jews.
真正犹太人是指我们得作是耶稣基督神的生命住在我们里面。
True Jews means those people who receive the life of Jesus Christ in them.
那就表示说圣经一切的所有圣经的话是可以从心里面活出来的，不是从头脑里明白做出来的。
Therefore, the words in the law can be lived out to us, not done according to our condition.
他说这样的人才会真正得神的称赞。
He said, this is the kind of people will receive praise from God.
人都盼望外面做得很好，我自己也盼望我外面做得好。
And even I is like that. I like to do well outwardly.
所以我给我自己很多的压力和要求。
Therefore, I put a lot of pressure on myself.
这就是很多法利赛人为什么给主责备，就是这个道理。
And that's why Jesus rebuked Pharisees.
因为他们是非常非常努力的要求自己做到神的话。
Because they strive so hard in order to comply to the requirements in the law of God.
其实他们心里很软弱。
Yet, innerly, they were very weak.
其实他们里面充满了罪，他做不到。
And they were filled with sins within. They couldn't comply.
所以这样就算他做得很好，说神说他也不称赞。
Therefore, even though they may comply outwardly, God will not praise them.
真正能够得成称赞的人是从里面做出来的。
The one who receives praise from God is the one who can do it from within their heart.
这就是保罗说，这人要从神那里得称赞。
That's why Paul says here, such a man's praise is not from man, but from God.
一切都在乎灵，不在乎字句和外面的律法。
It has to be by the Spirit, not by the written code.
好，我们读腓利门书。
Let's read on, book of Philemon.
然而像我这有年纪的保罗，现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的，宁可凭着爱心求你，就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆，
Who became my son while I was in chains?
求你，我本来有意将他留下，在我为福音所受的捆锁中替你伺候。
But I do not want to do anything without your consent.
的意思。
So that any favor you do will be
convenient.叫你的善行不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，不再是奴仆，乃是高过奴仆。亲爱的弟兄，在我实在是如此，何况在你呢？这也不拘是按肉体说，是按主说。你若以我为同伴，就收纳他，如同收纳我一样。他若亏负你或欠你什么，都归在我的账上。那腓利门书呢，是在新约一卷很短的书信，只有一章。
Philemon is a very short book in the New Testament. It's only one chapter long.
保罗所以写这封书信呢，是因为他在坐监的时候呢，救了一个这个逃犯叫做阿尼西姆。
The reason why Paul wrote this letter was while he was in prison and he saved a slave, Anasimus, a fugitive.
那这个阿尼西姆呢，原来是腓利门的奴隶。
And this fugitive Anasimus was the slave of Philemon.
那因为阿尼西姆犯错逃走了，被抓到坐到监牢里，刚好跟保罗关在一个监牢里。
Anasimus fled from his master and he was caught and he was put in prison with Paul.
那保罗就把他带得救了。
And in the prison, Paul helped him to be saved.
那这时候呢，保罗就写一封信给腓利门。
And therefore he wrote a letter to Philemon.
这一封书信就是为了这个阿尼西姆来求情的。
And this letter was for the sake to ask for mercy from Philemon for Anasimus.
所以我们可以看见保罗的身上是怎么样的有一个爱为着阿尼西姆来求情。
So you can see the love of Paul for this man Anasimus.
这真的是一封爱的书信。
This is indeed a letter of love.
因为阿尼西姆是一个囚犯，是一个逃奴，是在那时候罗马时代是没有地位，是该死的。
Onesimus was a slave and a fugitive. He really had no position to bargain.
所以啊，保罗是怎样能够让啊让这个腓利门能够接纳他啊，能够挽回这阿尼西姆的命运
？And Paul tried to plead for him and to save his life.
那我们说今天呢我们说我们大家每个人都写过信啊。
I would say we all have written some kind of letters.
那个信呢就是特别当我们不能见面的时候呢我写信呢就是很要真实告诉对方说比如说家里人我目前的状况怎样
And the, usually the purpose of writing a letter is to tell someone in the distance whom you cannot see face to face a certain condition
那见信呢更是我们这个时代常常用的
And a letter of recommendation is something we use very commonly in this time
就是我们去找工作我想我们都需要有以前老板的见信
Many times when we seekjob, we'd like to have the letter of recommendation from a former boss.
那就是说因为这个新的要雇你的人呢不认得你不知道你是不是真的做工认真是很负责任。
You need the letter because your potential new boss doesn't know you very well, so he needs to know if you are a good worker.
所以呢他需要从前的老板写一封信来推荐说你这个人呢到底他跟你工作这么多年觉得你是不是值得再被这个老板来雇用。
Therefore, he will need a letter of recommendation from your previous employer to see if you are a trustworthy and hardworking worker.
所以这个见信的意思就是要说明给你自己这个人一个保证就是说到底你的做工态度你的言语行为你这个人的品格是怎样就是这封见信要说到你的价值。
Therefore, the letter of recommendation will speak of who you are, how you work, your value, your manner at work, etc.
这是不能够作假这必须是真实的
And it has to be based upon truth
若是一封假的见信到了那里这个新老板不满意他当然一看跟这个不一样就把你 fire 掉了对不对
And if what says in the letter is not truthful and once you're hired and the new boss discovered that you are totally different from what the letter said then you will be fired
所以这一个新老板要雇你之前他用什么来评价你呢就是很多时候用这个见信来看一看到底他要不要雇你
Therefore one evaluation the new boss would use is the letter of recommendation
所以弟兄姊妹今天主耶稣神救了我们让我们活在这世代中有一个极重要的目的
Therefore brothers and sisters there is a great and important purpose after God has saved us
我们并不是只是坐在这里等候上天堂
We're not just sit here together and wait to be lifted into heaven
主每一天叫我们活在地上都有他一个荣耀的目的就是叫我们成为他爱的见信让人从我们身上看见基督
And each day on earth God has a great purpose in our lives which is allow others to see God through us
无论你的心思意念你对事情的价值的判断你的行事为人都要让人看见你身上有基督
And we have to allow other people to see Jesus Christ through us through our words, deeds and our value system
这个时代中我们会发现人与人中间很大的问题很多的间隔就是没有爱
And the major reason for a lot of problems in this time is that we are without love
神的诫命中最大的就是爱
Yet the greatest commitment from God is to love
就是要我们尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主我的神
To love God, our Lord our God with our heart, our mind, our soul and our strength
当我们这样的爱神我们就能够彼此相爱
When we truly love God like that then we will be able to love one another
我们要承认说我们实在没有爱
We have to admit that I'm a person without love
所以我们必须要更多来到主面前求他的爱来充满我们
That's why we need to come to God and ask him to fill our heart with his love
弟兄姊妹我们没有办法尽心尽心尽意尽力爱主我的神不行啊
Brothers and sisters there's no way we can love God with all our heart, mind, soul and strength It's just impossible
我们要在主面前承认说主啊我真的不能
We have to confess that we just can't
但是我可以求你把你的爱来充满我
But one thing we can do is to ask him to pour his love in my heart
光照我许多没有爱的地方
To enlighten within me the words and deeds was without love before
好叫这个爱能坐在我身上我能够流出去叫人在我身上看见基督的爱
So that he can pour down his love into my heart so I can flow out his love for him
这就是保罗在这里说的这个见信的意义
And that is the meaning of the letter of recommendation set by Paul here
有一个 有一个弟兄，就是他还没有得救的时候，有一天他跑到一个教堂里去。
Once there was this Christian brother, before he was saved, he went to this church.
他到了教堂里去，就找那个牧师，他说：“我今天想要受洗。”
He went to the church and found the pastor and says, "You know, I want to be baptized today."
这个牧师从来没有见过他。
And this pastor never met this guy before.
他说：“你是为什么要信主呢？你听了很多讲道吗？
So,
你听了多少年？你有多少认识呢？”
He said.Why do you want to be baptized? How long have you been listening to the sermon and studying Bible?
他说我从来没听过。
He said, no, I never even heard a sermon.
他说那你是不是在家里读圣经读了很多年读了几遍呢、啊、你到底对圣经有多少认识啊
He said that how much knowledge you have about Bible? Do you read a lot of Bible at home?
他说我一章都没念过。
He said, not even a single chapter.
他说那你为什么要受洗呢
So he questioned, why do you want to be baptized?
他说他说请你告诉我说你觉得福音是什么为什么你要信主呢
So he questioned him, tell me the meaning of gospel. Why do you want to believe in Jesus Christ?
他说这个弟兄说他说我不是听福音
And this guy answered says, I never heard about gospel.
但是我看见福音
But I have truly seen gospel.
他说你这话是什么意思叫看见福音呢
So the pastor said, what do you mean by that?
他说我隔壁家有个邻居
He said, I got this neighbor.
这个邻居真是叫我一辈子头痛的要命
And he was such a troublemaker
他小气的不得了什么都要斤斤计较
And he was so stingy And he just not generous at all
我们住在这一起邻居有就是十几年的买了这个房子就有这个恶邻居烦恼的不得了
I had this terrible neighbor for tens of years already
一天到晚来找麻烦一天到晚跟我理论
And he always tried to find fault with me
一天到晚找我毛病一天到晚跟我来争吵
And he's so critical, and he always find any reason just to argue with me.
结果呢，就说有一天呢，这个邻居跑来到我家。
And one day, this neighbor of mine came to my house.
他说，哎呀，我很对不起你啊，这么多年我给你找那么多麻烦呢。
He started apologizing to me for what he has done in the past few years.
他说，我只是觉得我给你造成很多的麻烦呢，叫你活得很痛苦，很实在对不起啊。
He confessed that, you know, I have been giving you so much trouble these years. I'm so sorry.
他是觉得很奇怪这个人到底是怎么回事了
And I didn't know what happened to this neighbor.
然后他又跟他是一直道歉非常对不起
But he kept on apologizing to me.
后来他问说你到底是什么毛病怎么回事啊
Finally, I said, what's wrong with you? Why are you doing this?
他就说我是信了耶稣了
He said, it's all because I have just believed in Jesus.
然后我才知道我身上有这么这么多的罪我这么这么得罪人
I now realize I have so many faults and I have offended so many people.
所以我才跟你说我不是听见福音我是看见福音
Therefore this guy says, you know, I haven't heard gospel but I have seen gospel on my neighbor.
弟兄姊妹这就是说活信的意义
This is the meaning of this living letter of recommendation.
所以他说这个不是用墨写的
It's not written with ink.
乃是用永生神的灵写的
But with the spirit of the living God.
弟兄姊妹主一直不断地做工在我们的心中
Therefore, brothers and sisters, God continues to work inside of our hearts.
主借了许多的环境做工在我们身上
Through all kinds of circumstances, God continues to work on us.
改变我们这个刚硬悖逆的心
To soften this hardened heart.
改变我们这个不肯赦免、不肯接纳人的心
To change our heart, which used to not be able to forgive others.
刚才我们唱的这首诗歌
And the hymn we just sang,
我想很多弟兄姊妹都喜欢
And I believe it's one of your favorite songs.
而且每一次唱我们真是觉得主的同在这么好
And every time when we sing this song, you feel the presence of the Lord.
但是你知道弟兄姊妹写这首诗歌的弟兄真是让主在他身上刻画出主的爱来
But you know, the writer of this song has received so much deep work from the Lord.
这位弟兄呢是 Spafford
And his name is Beckford.
那他是在纽约出生
He was born in New York.
然后在芝加哥呢是非常有钱很出名的律师
And he became a very famous and rich attorney in Chicago.
那 那时候在芝加哥呢，他有很多的产业在那个五大湖的旁边。
And he owns so much real estate by the lake in Chicago.
这位弟兄呢，是非常读很多的圣经，非常爱主，有很多的侍奉。
And he was a Christian who loved the Lord a lot and read a lot of Bible and has participated in so much service in church.
那时候呢，刚好那个传福音的目的就是在 Chicago， 所以他呢跟他一起同工，也服侍他的，也那个奉献很多的钱为了他的事工。
And at the time, the famous Moody evangelist was in Chicago, so this brother co-worked with him and actually donated a lot of money and contributed a lot in his ministry.
在1871年的时候呢，在 Chicago 有很大的大火。
And there was this great fire occurred in 1871 in Chicago.
所以芝加哥呢，一下这个城呢，整个的被烧的地方很多，而且有许多的无家可归的人。
And many buildings were burned down overnight, and a lot of people lost their home.
这个 Spafford 他有很多的产业在湖边呢，也全都被烧光。
And many possessions he had along the lakeside were burned down as well.
我们弟兄呢，他是有受了很大的损失。
So he suffered great loss.
主要是在这个事件之前几个月呢，他有一个儿子呢，生了那个猩红热死了。
And especially just a few months before the great fire, his son died of a disease.
那他心里是非常的伤痛。
Therefore he already grieved greatly in his heart.
但是面对这么样的大火，有差不多十万人的这个无家可归，很这么大的损失，他还是忍着他的伤痛，来服侍帮助这些重建的这个城市 Chicago 城市。
But after the great fire, after he lost so many real estates and facing the tens of thousands of people who had lost their home, he just tried to ease his own grief over his son's death and tried to rebuild the city for other people.
那我们知道这个在他的里面呢，都是一个很不容易经过的时刻。
We all know it will be a very difficult time for him.
但是他最大的那个痛苦还在后面。
But the greatest pain was yet to come.
经过两年，就是他写这个诗歌是1873年。
He wrote this song in 1873.
他在经过两年以后呢，就是因为 Moody 呢要到英国伦敦呢去传福音。
And it's because after 2 years Moody was departing from Chicago to England to preach gospel.
那他呢一方面呢Spafford 想那个一方面去帮助服侍 Moody.
On one hand he wanted to go with Moody to help him.
一方面呢也想说带着全家的人妻子儿女呢到伦敦去度假。
And on the other hand he liked to bring the rest of his family to London to have a vacation.
当他们要出发的时候呢就是因为他事业上有突然紧急的状况出现，所以他不能去。
And right before he departed for the trip, something urgent occurred in his own business, so he could not go along with the family.
所以他就安排他的妻子跟他四个儿女呢，那时候是坐船到伦敦去。
Therefore, his wife and 4 children got on the ship going to London.
当那个船在大西洋的时候呢，就被另外一只英国船撞上去。
However, there was an accident on the Atlantic Ocean. They were run into by another big ship.
所以船上大概200多人呢，只有40个人生还。
Only 40 out of 200 passengers on the ship was able to survive.
那时候是11月，天气非常冷。
And that was in November, so it was quite cold.
他接到一封他妻子的电报。
So he received this telegram from his wife.
只有两个字，说 saved alone.
And only 2 words said saved alone.
那就是说他四个儿女都死了。
Which means 4 children have died.
只有妻子活着。
Out of the shipwreck. Only the wife survived.
他接到这信的时候呢，真是不能忍受，痛苦的不得了，一直流泪，不能够工作。
So he once upon received this letter, he could not focus on his work anymore. He was in such a pain.
过了几天，他就要赶去伦敦。
And he's supposed to rush to London immediately afterwards.
他当他的船经过那个出事的地点。
So when his ship passed by the site of the accident.
我们的弟兄实在他的里面真是不知道要怎么面对，非常的痛苦，一直不断的流泪，心都碎了。
And that was just a scene very hard for him to bear. His heart was almost broken when passing the accident site.
这时候主就给他一句话。
And right at that time, the Lord gave him this.
就是 It is well.
It is well.
God's will be done.
God's will be done.
就是这首诗歌就从这里来的。
And that's where he got the hymn we just sang this morning.
他下到船的底下就写这首诗歌。
So, he received the word from God, he went up to the bottom of the boat, and he wrote the song.
弟兄姊妹，这首诗歌是我们弟兄在这么痛苦的经历中写的。
Therefore, this hymn was written in such a difficult condition by our dear Christian brother.
在这样痛苦的经历里面，你可以看见他心里是那么痛苦，但是他认识主更多。
And he could tell, even though the suffering was such an extreme, but he was able to know the Lord more because of it.
他说，活着是基督，不再是我了。
He said, when I live, I'm Christ. It's no longer I.
一切是基督执政，我不再是我管理了。
It's Christ who reigns, no longer I.
我活在地上就是等候主的再来。
And the purpose of my life on earth is to wait upon His return.
好的，我的眼是不望目，只望天。
Therefore, my eyes fix on heaven, not on the earth.
弟兄姊妹，这个诗歌一直把我们从地上带到天上去。
Therefore, this is a song that's so uplifting, help us to move from earth to heaven.
无论约旦河起什么波澜。
It doesn't matter what kind of wave the river Jordan has.
主都对我说。都平安，不要害怕。
Always whisper, "It is well."
弟兄姊妹，弟兄姊妹，这就是一封活信。
Therefore, brother and sister, that is the living letter of recommendation.
这是借着永生神的灵写在我们里面的。
And it's written through the Spirit of the living God.
你从头脑里面明白的耶稣，你写不出这首诗歌来。
And if we only understand Jesus through our intellect, there's no way we can write a song like that.
弟兄姊妹，今天主一样做工在我们身上。
And God is working similarly inside each one of our hearts.
保罗的话说，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
Therefore, Paul says this letter is not written on the tablets of stones, but on tablets of human hearts.
这是说到当年摩西拿了两块石板到山上去。
Remember the tablets held by Moses when he went up to the Mount Sinai.
两块石板就是神用指头写的十诫。
And on the stone, tablet of stone, God wrote with his own fingers.
摩西四十天昼夜在山上不吃不喝，在神的面光中。
Moses stayed up on the top of the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights in the presence of God without eating or drinking.
当他下山来的时候，摩西身上有个很大的改变。
And when he came down from the mountain, you saw a great change on this man.
圣经记载摩西的面皮发光，人都不能够注视摩西的脸。
And the countenance of Moses was reflecting with glory to the point that people cannot even gaze on his face.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天圣灵就住在我们的里面。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, Holy Spirit dwells inside our heart today.
谁能够度过我们弟兄这么可怕的经历，还能够赞美感谢呢？
Who is able to still praise God after such a dreadful experience?
就是像摩西那样，我们常常活在主的面光中。
The key is if we're able to live in the glorious presence of our God.
弟兄姊妹，每早晨都是你来朝见主、来个亲近主的时候。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, every morning it's a time we can come to worship this God.
早晨起来第一件事情来朝见我们可爱的救主。
The first thing in the morning when you wake up is to come to worship him.
你来到主的面前，他就在你的心中，他就在你的周围，是那样的真实。
When you come to God, he's right there in your heart and in your surrounding. He's so true.
你不要先想你今天要做什么。
Don't be busy worrying about what you need to do for the day first.
你先不要安排你今天的计划是什么。
Don't try to make a range for your day to come.
弟兄姊妹，一早晨起来，什么思想都不要让它进来。
First thing in the morning, don't let other things come into your mind.
让你的心单单来到主的面前亲近他。
But simple-heartedly come to the Lord and worship him.
主要把他的荣耀和喜乐平安充满你。
So that let him fill your heart with his glory, his joy, and his peace.
那你要说什么呢？
Then you may say, what should I tell him?
你不必要说很多的话。
You really don't have to say much to the Lord.
你只要简单的对主说，主啊，我真是需要你。
Just simply tell him that, Lord, I need you.
主啊，你来充满我。
Please come and fill my heart.
主耶稣啊，我爱你。
Lord, I love you.
求你用你的爱充满我。
Please fill my heart with your love.
弟兄姊妹，早晨也许你不能花很多的时间。
Maybe you don't have a lot of time.
那你可以从十分钟开始。
But you can spend as short as 10 minutes.
就这样安静的在主面前等候他。
Just quiet down your heart and wait upon him.
弟兄姊妹，每一天早晨你要来主面前，好像领受你心里面的粮食。
That every morning you should come to the Lord to receive the spiritual food from him.
或者你唱一首短诗
or you can sing a song,
或者你念几句圣经
read some Bible verses,
不需要很多
it doesn't take a lot of work,
只是借着这个来亲近主耶稣
and these are just means through which we can come close to him,
把你的心向主打开
and open up your heart toward him,
主耶稣的面光就要充满在我们里面
and his glorious countenance will fill our hearts,
只有主知道我们天天要面对的什么环境
only the Lord knows what we're about to face,in that day.
主把每天你所需要的恩典、力量、聪明、智慧都给你预备好了。
And he has provided for us our daily needs.
但是你要每天早晨来领受这个恩典。
But the problem is that we have to come to him to receive what we need for the day.
当你来亲近主，这一个永生神的灵就把他的自己写在你的心板上。
When we come close to him, this living God will write in our heart with his own spirit.
不是写在那个摩西的那个石板上
Not on the tablets of stone like he did on Moses
所以摩西的脸上发光
And Moses' countenance was able to shine
所以弟兄姊妹我们的喜乐平安是从里面流露出来从脸上给人看见的
In the same manner our hearts will be filled with joy and peaceOf the Lord, and then we will be able to manifest that on our face.
怎样的是可以这样自然而然叫人看见呢？就在你早晨来到主面前亲近他。
How can we naturally manifest that glory of God? Is that we are willing to spend some time to come to God first in the morning.
就好像摩西来到山上下山的时候，那个脸上就有神的荣光。
Just like what happened to Moses when he left the mountain top, he went down and people saw the glory of God on his face.
所以不是。字句做的乃是里面活出来的
Therefore it's not done according to words or written code but through the living spirit that's inside of us
弟兄姊妹你这样活是真犹太人
And if we live a life like that then we are true Jews
弟兄姊妹这多好不是你天天要天天的、要求自己挣扎努力要把神活出来
Isn't that nice so that you don't have to just require yourself I have to live out what God looks like today
你只要来天天朝见他的面，你就自然而然会有平安喜乐的流露。
But just come and spend time worshiping, and then you will naturally manifest His glory.
活的基督就出来了。
The living Christ will be seen through you.
所以一天中，你或者开车，或者看电脑，无论做什么事，你洗碗也好，洗菜也好，煮饭也好，你都可以在里面来朝见主的荣耀。
Never.Whenever, whatever we are doing, maybe driving, maybe working in front of a computer, maybe cooking at home or cleaning the house, whenever we do that, we can always come within our heart to worship Him.
所以这一个平安喜乐是不断从你身上能流露出来。
So that this joy, peace of the Lord will continue to outflow through us.
所以这样的人才能真正得神的称赞。
And this is the kind of person that will receive praises from God.
那保罗呢在腓利门书呢讲到他怎么样在他的身上流露出基督的爱来为这一个没有指望的阿尼西姆来求情。
And in the book Philemon, you can see how Paul pleaded for this hopeless man, Onesimus.
弟兄姊妹今天在我们身上那个爱的流露是要叫周围的人得福的。
Brothers and sisters, the reason why we want to outflow this love so that we can save others.
所以在人与人中间许多的问题真的不是用道理可以讲解的。
And many conflicts among men cannot be resolved just through words.
求主能够使用我们让我们在身上有爱有喜乐流露出来解决我们周围许多人的关系。
And our prayer is that Lord fill my heart with the joy and love of yours so it will naturally flow out through me andwill resolve a lot of conflicts with other people.
所以在家中在工作地方在教会你都会发现你当你流露爱的时候 啊，很多的问题都解决了。
And at home, at church, or in the working place, you will discover whenever you're able to love, many problems are resolved automatically.
啊，保罗在这里呢，这封信里面有几点是我觉得是我们可以来学习，让我们在跟人相处的时候，知道怎么样把这个爱流露出来。
And the letter here, I think there are several points in this book of Philemon we can learn from Paul how to manifest love and resolve in, interpersonal conflict.
那保罗说他说他是为主被囚的，宁可凭着爱心来求阿尼西姆。
He said, I appeal to you on the basis of love. I then, as Paul, an old man and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus.
我们知道这个腓利门呢，其实也是受保罗的带领。
And you could tell Philemon was also a brother led to Christ through Paul.
保罗是一个年长的弟兄。
And Paul was considered a senior brother.
但是保罗在这里用的话呢，是说凭着爱来求你。
But he says, I appeal to you on the basis of love.
这一个求呢，就是在法律上面好像就是那个上诉的意思啊。
He used the word not plead, but appeal.
那个意思就是说保罗站的一个很低的位置，阿尼基姆不是那个腓利门好像站了一个高的位置。
Therefore he had chosen to stand at a lower position compared to Philemon, which is a higher position in his plea.
其实他是可以吩咐腓利门。
Actually according to his age, he could have just told Philemon.
但是保罗说我求你。
But he said, I appeal to you.
所以弟兄姊妹，在人与人中间的关系里面，第一个我们可以学习的就是把我们自己该有的位置降下来。
Therefore, what we can learn from this is that whenever we deal with other people, we have to choose a lower position.
求主给我们一个谦卑的心。
We ask the Lord to grant us a humble heart.
也许你真的是该有这样的一个地位。
Yes, maybe you should have the authority to order people.
但是你站在那个位置不能解决事情。
However, if you choose to stay in that position, the problem cannot be resolved.
而且只能够产生更多的冲突。
Only cause more conflicts.
你要解决这个关系，你最好先谦卑下来。
In order to resolve a conflict, the best thing to do is to humble ourselves.
所以我想我们在家庭生活中常常有我是父母的这个地位哈。
And such as at home, you feel that I am the parent.
所以这个位置呢就很难会叫你跟你的儿女呢会沟通会产生矛盾。
And that is the hard position to negotiate or communicate with your children.
所以若是我们能够降卑下来。
So if we can humble ourselves.
可能这是一个解决之路。
You might find some solution through that.
所以保罗你可以在这里看见他说他是宁可凭着爱来求你。
Therefore, Paul says, I appeal to you on the basis of love.
那下面呢他也说第二点呢我就是在十三节他说我本来有意将他留下在我为福音所受的捆锁中替你伺候我但不知道你的意思我就不敢这样做。
Another point here is in verse 13 and 14 says I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I'm in chains for the gospel but I did not want to do anything without your consent.
那这里就是说我们要先来敞开我们的自己。
Therefore, one important thing is to open up ourselves first.
把你自己的感觉说出来。
Tell the other party your feelings.
保罗说他是很想留阿尼西姆下来可以服侍。
He said, I would like to keep him for me.
所以要是我们要跟人的关系有一个好的关系你要先愿意把自己敞开来。
In order to maintain a good relationship with others, one important thing is to open up your heart.
把你自己的感觉说出来。
And able to communicate your feelings to others.
要别人了解你什么意思。
So that the other party will understand your intent.
我们常常要求别人向我敞开但是我却不愿意向人敞开。
Many times we like to ask people open up toward us, but we have trouble opening up to others.
所以这个就会造成许多的间隔和不了解。
And the result is that many obstacles or division may be created because of that.
那但是呢保罗说虽然我把我的意思告诉你。
And Paul says, even though I convey to you my intent,
保罗还有一个态度说我不知道你的意思是如何。
But I don't know what you desire to do.
那个意思就是说保罗非常尊重别人的感觉。
Which means he respects how others feel.
很多时候我们把我们的感觉说出来。
Many times we like to convey our intent and desire to others.
我们就觉得你要听我的。
And then we feel after that, then you should listen to me.
但保罗却不是这样。
But that's not with Paul.
保罗说，我不知道你的意思是怎么样，所以我就不愿意这样做。
He said, I don't know what your intent, so I don't want to do it without your consent.
所以弟兄姊妹，我是觉得我们很多时候，也是需要这样。把自己的意思说出来，但是呢，并不要别人来勉强别人来听我的。
Therefore, I feel the same way. It's important for us to open up to others, let others know our intent. But we don't want to convince others because this is our plan.
我想听听看你的意见是怎么样。
Instead, we should say, we'd like to listen to your opinion.
我想在家里的时候常常会有这样的冲突哈。
And conflict like this occurred a lot at home.
所以很多时候我讲出来，我就是觉得你要听我的。
Whenever we say something, we feel that people should listen.
那我并不要听你的意见。
Yet, we don't want to listen to others' opinion.
但保罗却不是这样。
But that's not the case with Paul.
所以尊重别人是很重要的。
It is very important to respect others.
不是好像他值得你尊重。
It's not necessary that person is worthy of your respect.
乃是每一个人都要值得被尊重。
But everyone should be respected.
所以我觉得求主能够扩充我们的度量。
And I pray that the Lord will expand our capacity.
爱常常表现在对人的尊重上面。
And the thing is, whether we have true love or not, it's going to be manifest through if we have respect for others.
无论他的年龄，无论是他的知识程度，无论他的工作性质，这都不是条件。
It doesn't matter the age or social status of the other party.
我们应当要尊重别人的意见。
We should respect other people's opinion.
这样他说，好叫你的善行不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
Paul said that so that any favor you do will be spontaneous and not forced.
在弟兄姊妹，我们可以看见，我们有很多的善行是蛮勉强的。
And sometimes we do good favors to others because we are forced.
都是好像不得不这样做，对不对
？That we have to do it.
因为人家并没有尊重我的意见。
Because the other party does not respect what I want to do.
就一定要叫我这样做。
And that person forced me to do it this way.
所以我们很多时候学活在一种虚假的光景。
Therefore, our good deed sometimes is in a fake condition.
所以我们不要使别人活在这样的虚假中。
In order not to make others live in such a fake condition,
我们不要别人来勉强听从我的话。
And in order not to force others to do what I want them to do.
但愿你所做的是你甘心的。
We pray they do it willingly, spontaneously.
所以弟兄姊妹，爱是要甘心的。
Love has to be out of their own will.
当我们爱别人，当我们为别人想，为别人做，我们是要甘心的。
When we love others, when we serve others, we have to do it out of our own willingness.
有一个弟兄做见证。
There was this brother once gave
他说我向来是一个非常孝顺的儿子。
He said, I have been such an obedient son all the time.
从小我就知道要孝顺父母。
I knew to obey to my parents since I was a little child.
我也努力做一个孝顺的儿子。
And I strive to be a good son for them.
但是自从我信主以后。
After I believe in the Lord.
我才发现我的孝顺很多的不甘心都是外面做的。
I gradually realized all my obedience are not completely
willingness. 因为有一个律法要求我。
Because I feel this is a requirement.
所以我必须要这样做。
And I have to do it this way.
其实我并不甘心。
Not necessary, I want to do it that way.
直到我信了耶稣。
Until I believe in the Lord.
我才知道说我不是一个孝顺的人。
I truly realize that I'm not a very obedient son.
我就祷告主，求主给我真实的爱。
So I pray to the Lord, give me true love in my heart.
所以当我再去为我父母做事的时候，他说我就会甘心。
So that after that, when I obey my parents' instruction, I did it from my heart.
所以前面讲到一个交通跟人别人的敞开是蛮重要的。
I just share with you that it's very important to open up ourselves to others.
若是没有这样的交通和交流，就是很多时候做事情都是非常勉强不甘心。
Without communication like that, sometimes we'll do things not out of our heart, but because we are forced to.
那下面他也说到他盼望阿尼西那个腓利门能够接纳阿尼西姆。
And Paul continued by asking Philemon to welcome Onesimus.
因为那时候在罗马的律法中
Because according to the law of Rome,
那个奴隶呢是属于主人是主人用钱买来的、啊、
Slaves are purchased through money by the master.
所以他是属于主人的产业。
Therefore, the slaves consider an, a property of the master.
啊，所以他是没有什么人权的。
And therefore, he really had no right to anything.
啊，所以他若做错了什么事
If he made a mistake,
那主人可以任意的处置他把他打死也没有关系。
The master can choose to do any way to discipline the slave, even including killing him.
所以阿尼西姆所以逃走
That's why Onesimus fled.
一定是他犯了很大的错
Because he had made a great mistake.
那当奴隶逃走以后
And after the slave escaped,
就可以呢去找那个政府官方呢去抓他。
And government can send out people to catch him.
抓到以后呢关到监牢以后就可以处死。
And once he was caught, he could be put to death in the prison.
所以在那样的律法底下阿尼西姆是没有活路的。
Therefore, in a legal system like that, Onesimus really had no hope to survive.
而且那个主人和奴隶中间呢是有很大的一个阶层呢是不可能得着是赦免的。
And just no way for a master to forgive or reconcile with a slave that made a big mistake.
这里也说到在人与人中间有许多的阶层。
And that tells us there are many levels in between men.
所以保罗说在教会里面没有男没有女没有自主的没有为奴的。
But Paul says, in God's church, there's no difference between men and women or whether you're a master or slave.
没有那个希腊人没有化外人。
And no Greek, no Jews, no Gentiles.
所以在人与人中间常常就有一些的一个分别使我们跟人家就有间隔。
The problem is among men, there always some division existed, so that there is a distance between people.
所以我们想我们举个很简单的例子哈，若是我是从来没有不认识没有读过书的，我到教会里面来，哦，我看这么多的博士在这里，哎呀，那你想我怎么办呢？我很自卑是不是
？For example, if I'm not ever educated and if I walk into a church filled with PhD holders, then what do you think I will feel?
啊，那我想说，哎呀，我在这里，你看他们这个我讲的话我都听不懂啊。
I don't even understand most of the conversation.
然后所以呢很多的时候教会里面呢就会有比较背景相似的人呢就会一起常常交通跟那个背景不同的就不能交通
Therefore it becomes very natural for people that have similar background gather together and have fellowship but not with the other group who have different background
我想最普通的就是这个台湾来的一圈什么上海来的一圈广东人一圈这一圈那一圈对不对
and very easy we'll gather according to where we came from such as Taiwan, Hong Kong, Shanghai, etc
对所以人是很容易跟人有间隔的
and therefore it's very easy for us to create division with others
是做工程师的一圈那个做电脑的一圈对不对所以这自然而然的但说话都一样的就变成一圈
it's very natural for computer programmers orengineers or bankers gather together and form their own circles.
所以说在教会里面保罗说没有这些的。
But Paul says, there's no division in the church of God.
在那时候的社会你知道这个自主和为奴的间隔太大了。
And back in that time, the difference between the master and the slaves was just tremendously big.
所以保罗在这里对腓利门说他说他不是奴隶乃是亲爱的弟兄。
So Paul reminded Philemon that he is not a slave, but a dear brother.
弟兄姊妹，这是不容易的。
And that's something very difficult for him.
今天我们就是我是觉得，哎，这个人跟我的这个看法观念差很远，我都不要跟他讲话。
And we can easily push people away just because we have different mind and thoughts.
因为一讲话我就叫这争执起来，我不能接受这个人，最好别碰他。
Because if I get close to that person, we might end up having quarrels.
所以也许我们并不是阶层有什么问题，就思想观念有问题，都很大的间隔。
There wasn't even any difference in our level or social status, just because the way we think is different.
所以你知道人与人中间有许多的许多的间隔。
So there are so many divisions and differences among people.
背景的问题，这个文化的问题。
Maybe cultural background.
也许这个是自主为奴的问题。
And maybe social status.
你是老板或是你是被雇来的。
And you are an employer or you are an employee.
所以男和女也是有很多的问题。
Or gender can cause division.
弟兄姊妹，这对我们来说今天都是很真实的。
And it's something very true in many churches.
所以保罗在这里说在基督里是没有这些的分别的。
But Paul tells us there's no difference, no division once we're in Christ.
那就这就对我们说我们要把我们的心打开。
So we need to open our hearts.
要对每一个人都是一样的尊重而愿意打开心来接纳。
And to respect and welcome everyone as, welcome everybody in the church.
所以当你这样的来来遵循神的旨意的时候你才发现我有对人有这么多的间隔。
And when you try to obey what God says here, then you realize, yeah, there is so many division in my heart from people.
弟兄姊妹我们再说我们实在没有办法爱人。
We have to admit again, I truly cannot love.
我们怎么可以跟我这个旁边我的丈夫跟我这个跟什么都相反的人哎呀我要能跟他彼此相爱简直没办法。
And how can I love someone such as my husband, who's so different from me in every way and every aspect?
但是主能做。
But God can do it.
让我们更多来亲近主耶稣。
And let's spend more time, come close to our Lord.
让我们亲近主的时候主的荣光在我们脸上能够让人看见。
When we do that, the glory of the Lord will be reflected on our face and so that people may see.
不需要教训别人也不需要教训自己。
We don't have to teach others or rebuke others, including ourselves.
让我们更多渴慕主花时间来亲近他。
Rather, let's spend more time to come close to the Lord.
永生神的灵会在我们的里面改变我们。
The spirit of the living God will change us from within.
让基督从我们身上活出来。
So that Christ can be lived out through us.
是那么的自然。
It's going to be so natural.
那么喜乐。
And very joyful.
所有你觉得你不能做到的事。
And things that you feel that you couldn't make it.
主能做。
The Lord can.
相信主。
Trust Him.
把自己交给他。
And just give yourself to Him.
好，我们再唱刚才的那个诗歌。
Let's sing the hymn one more time.